No.
We're ready to go.
Oh, he's going to say
something. Okay. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. It's okay.
I got an email. Technical difficulties. They're trying to connect.
I'm on a hold.
You sure about that? I'm not saying a thing.
Oh, hi, Todd. Yeah, Todd. Yeah.
Hi there.
Yeah, we got a phone issue because I got a really loud hum now.
Yeah, I hear a hum, and I also can't hear you hardly at all.
All right, well, we'll have to reconnect that if you can have him call back, but we're ready to go whenever you are. Sorry, man. There's nothing I can do about that.
No, this is technical difficulties.
Yeah, that makes things good.
But at least we didn't piss him off.
I know.
My fear. I was like, oh, no.
I thought it was the plate in Kelly's head.
There are some guys that don't care about pissing people off like that. I do.
Right.
You don't want to bring somebody on your show to make them angry.
Right.
That's not who we are. It's not what we do.
Yeah, but maybe Jimmy is.
Huh?
Yeah, that's why I don't have a show, and you do.
So I definitely want to get back to Keith, but they're going to try and reestablish us here with Todd Rundgren. You know, hello, it's me. Did you know? I didn't know that. I'm going to ask him. He produced We're an American Band, one of the great classic rock songs of all time. He was at the helm. He was at the board during that. That's crazy.
Like, didn't he sing? Didn't he sing with the Cars when they came back out?
I think he might have. The second round of the Cars after Ben Oren passed away.
Yeah.
You know, and I got to tell you, that Cars album that they released was good. It was a good record, you know? So, Todd Rundgren's going to join us, hopefully, and we will have some tickets. I can see the phones ringing, you know, upstairs in the bidding center, which we greatly appreciate at 603-431-7625. We got the Seacoast Dining Out Package, the Taste of the Seacoast Grand Dining Out Package. And I was going to ask you, I was going to say, what's crazy is there's no slowdown in the restaurant industry. You would have think that it would have been a peak in a valley, but it's not.
Oh, it just keeps growing, and it's spreading out from Portsmouth. So it's spreading to Dover, spreading to Exeter. There's restaurants popping up everywhere now.
Yeah, and every major city, too, like every metropolis, I should say, even like Manchester, the area is just spreading out all over the place.
Too bad there's no new breweries.
Yeah.
think we got enough?
Oh, yeah, right. There's a lot.
It's heaven.
There's a lot going on. They're not getting back here.
Okay. In the meantime, I can give you a Red Hook Brewery pass is up to $300. Now, all this stuff only goes for 22 more minutes. So get up
now. It's going to start getting crazy on the phone lines at 603-431-ROCK.
The Grand Estate Baseball Dinner and Fisher Cat Suite is up to $800.
Big package.
The Bruins package, which is awesome. It's $1,000.
Nice.
Four tickets to the game, and you get to meet Brickley and... Jack Edwards. Estate Planning from Ryan Russman is at $525. Taste of the Seacoast, $500 worth of gift certificates. Right now we're at $400.
All right, we're getting there.
Then TSO just bid. It's the top five bidders will get the 5-4-3-2-1. And the SNHU Arena Pass is up to $1,000. And Bob Marley package is up to $300. So
okay, all right,
making some progress.
Yes, we are.
I think we've made connection. I felt like. It's easier to connect to an Apollo mission, but I think we got him on the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Todd Rundgren joins us. Come on, good afternoon, Todd.
Hello.
Listen, here he is. I like that. There he is. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you for coming on with us. Todd Rundgren is going to be appearing. He's going to be first at the Salisbury, Mass. Blue Ocean Music Hall coming up tomorrow night, and he's at the Tupelo Music Hall coming up next Wednesday night. Todd, our very own Kelly Brown here in the studio, is going to be at the show. He's going to be, can't wait to see you.
Tomorrow night's show. Todd, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, excellent.
I've seen you on a couple different occasions, by the way, and you toured with Ringo, and you put on an excellent show. Excellent show.
Actually, just finishing up with Ringo tonight before I head up to...
Can I ask, because I wonder this, I'm watching you up on stage and you're performing hits and Ringo's on the kit behind you as a musician, right? That's not lost on you that guy is on the kit behind you playing your song.
No, it is not lost.
Yeah.
But we've been doing this for 6 years. We have the same lineup for 6 years now, so we've been together almost as long as the Beatles at this point.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like at first we think, oh, there's Ringo, and we're like these other guys who are playing for him. And it's gotten to be like, even though he's the headliner, we're like a regular band at this point because the personnel hasn't changed in 6 years.
And it feels like that from the audience, too, because it's a spotlight sharing thing. You got great talent up on stage, obviously yourself included, and it's an excellent show if you get to see it. Todd Rundgren on the phone with us.
Todd, if he messes up the tempo on a song, do you have a problem turning around and saying, hey, listen, I know, but, you know, let's keep it together, Ringo, okay?
Yeah, hold it. Start over again.
Yeah, right.
Actually, there's two drummers on stage for the, you know, for the entirety of the show, so I'd have to yell at both of them.
Right. Kelly, go ahead. Sorry, Todd Rundgren.
Todd, I saw the live at Daryl's house that you were on, which was actually filmed at your house in Hawaii, which was beautiful. How long did it take to set that whole thing up? It was great.
They set it up the day before. They spent, about a half a day. It wasn't a full day. They pulled in probably around noon, and everything was set up by that evening. But it was more miraculous how quickly they tore it down, because we had to finish the shoot by like about 2 in the afternoon. If we got much later than that, the sun goes into the lanai and messes with the lighting. Mm-hmm. So as soon as we got done the band stuff, then we went down and did the hula dancing and the luau and stuff like that. And while that was happening, they were tearing everything down, and within like 2 or 3 hours, the place was empty again.
Wow.
That's crazy. You've had such a long, illustrious career, whether it's, with Utopia, whether it's your own solo stuff, whether it's producing. Did I read correctly, and I hope I'm right when I do this, and forgive me if I'm not, were you at the helm of the We're an American Band, the Grand Funk? Did you produce that record?
I produced that record, yes.
Wow.
For an American band, and the following record as well.
Grand Funk is one of those bands, those kind of landmark bands, and I wonder, when you're producing another band versus doing something for yourself, right? And you go out and you produce your song, you want it to sound the way you want it to. Is it harder to produce an album and do it the way they want it, or is it harder to sort of be your own judge of your own music?
Well, I kind of started out as a producer, although I had my own band, the Naz. We only got through like two recording sessions, really. And after about 18 months, the band broke up, but I developed a little bit of an aptitude for mixing and recording and stuff like that. So about 3 or 4 months after I left the Naz, I wound up working for Albert Grossman's organization and producing everybody in his in his management stable. So at that point, I wasn't really an artist anymore. I was a record producer.
Right.
And after a couple of productions, I was still writing songs, and I wanted to do a vanity project, so they gave me a budget. And that's how my first album got made. Wow. But I continued to produce the whole time. And actually, that's kind of what's characterized my musical career, is I've had two jobs historically.
Yeah.
So my day job was producing. That's where I would make my living substantially, and then I would do whatever I felt like when I made my own records.
Yeah, it's definitely, and you've done, artistically, you've been very kind of eclectic, I think, in doing so many different types of music. That's the way I feel. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I grew up in the era of the Beatles, and the Beatles evolved through so many genres that I always thought that's what you were supposed to do. You were supposed to constantly explore new influences and figure out how you incorporated them into what you were doing. Some of it probably comes from the fact that when I produce records, it's not one particular style of music. Produced blues records, and I even produced a country record once, and I produce R&B style records and rock records, and so music to me doesn't have those same sort of hard divisions between the genres. They all tend to blend together sometimes.
So folks that go to the show, either at the Tupelo or the Blue Ocean, what can they expect the Todd Rundgren show? What, a little bit of everything, a little of the hits? What do we got?
Two different shows, actually. The one at Blue Ocean is kind of a makeup gig. We had inadvertently booked the venue last spring when we were going out with the White Knight tour, which is a very large production, and realized that we could never fit any of it into the hall, so we postponed the gig, I guess, and what we're doing tomorrow night is what's called an unpredictable evening.
And that's good.
We have a list of about 50 songs, and I just start pulling songs out of the list at random. And sometimes it's something that will be familiar to the audience, and then often it will be something that they haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah.
And then occasionally something that they've never heard.
Right.
So it's pretty much a broad variety of different kinds of tunes, but all presented in a kind of informal atmosphere where I talk a lot and relate, and it works well in a place like the Blue Ocean,
beautiful
which
club.
Is a
beautiful place.
Yeah, it's kind of small, kind of intimate, mm-hmm. And also people eat dinner while you're playing.
That's true.
That's
true.
That's one thing. Then when we go to Tupelo Music Hall, we'll be bringing the White Knight Show, which essentially is promoting my latest record, and that's a big production.
Yeah.
That's like a four-piece band, my two background singer dancers and me, so there's seven people on stage.
Nice.
And lights and video projection and all of that stuff.
Excellent. Well, listen, Todd, great to get a chance to talk to you. Appreciate your music through the years. It's going to be great shows, both of them. Kelly will be at one. We do have some tickets that we're going to offer up to folks to help us out.
Yes, but we're going to wait till 2
with
o'clock.
Our auction in just a little bit. We'll get to that. But thank you for taking some time. I'm glad we got it all worked out. I'm glad that you returned to Canada safely to us.
okay.
When we first went to Connect, I got to be honest with you, we were kind of talking about that story a little bit.
How ridiculous it is.
And then we got connected and disconnected, and I'm like, oh my God, did we piss Todd Rundgren off? Did he get angry? You know, it was a silly thing. You know, I didn't, you know, but I just want to make sure you weren't angry, and I'm glad you weren't. So,
no, we're fine.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it. Nice to talk.